website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's Z-I-O-N-H-I-L-L.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
But this message is not just for young people. All of us, we are children in the sight of God. Again, the book is 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 45. The word of God says, "Then said David to the Philistine," that's Goliath. Very familiar story. I just want to reveal some mystery that you and I would need for your Christian journey. David said to Goliath, "Thou comest to me with a sword. Thou comest to me with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts." I'm talking about the God of the armies of Israel, the one that you have defied. Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, O God, for all of our young people. Thank you, O God, for blessing them. Thank you, O God, for their protection. For we know without you, we cannot raise them right. Holy Spirit, bless the teaching, the preaching of the word today. Glorify yourself in the midst of your congregation. Use me, O God, to be a channel of blessing. Anoint my head with oil. Speak through me, Holy Spirit. I will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk with us on the subject titled, "How to Defeat Your Giant." Amen. How to defeat your giant. The passage I read to your hearing is a part of a familiar story that we always call David and Goliath. If you remember, David was about 16 years old when he defeated Goliath. Think about it. A 16-year-old. Now you can see how appropriate that account is for the benefits of our young people. Don't forget that Goliath was an old man, was a big man, and the Bible says he was a giant. And you all know the story. I'm not here just to tell you story. The two of them fought, and David won. So my assignment this morning is to share with you how you can defeat your own giants. All of us, believe it or not, we have giants in our world. Whether you recognize it or not, there are giants along the way. In the spirit, the word giants means situations, circumstances, problems that gets in the way of men and women. It is anything that is overwhelming. You're trying to make things happen in your life, and here come another giant. The word of God said the giant that we're talking about in the Bible today, the first book of Samuel, chapter 17, verse 4, they said this giant was more than 9 feet tall. So you can imagine, we are privileged to have, as our members here, a basketball coach for Louisiana Christian University, Brother Sacre. We are also privileged to have as member here, Brother Jackson, the basketball coach for LSUA. All of them will tell you they're your members. You can talk to them. When you have somebody that is 9 feet tall, that's a dream come true for any coach. Are you all still here? I see the coach there smiling already. They say, please send him to me. The Bible also said concerning Goliath, not only was he a huge man, a very tall man, that he was wearing some armor that is more than 100 pounds. I can't even pick that up. It means, ladies and gentlemen, in theology, a giant is any problem that comes before us that is overwhelming. So big you can pick it up. And you can tell it's a giant because it's not only huge, but it will intimidate you. Have you ever faced any giant in your life that you feel intimidated? I've been there. The Bible said in that same chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 8 and verse 24, the Bible says, Israel, when they saw Goliath, they panicked. That sounds like you and me. They trembled. They were scared. That's what giants would do to any man, any woman. I've been there, I can testify. Now, take note. Goliath in our life comes in all shapes and fashions. So you have to think theologically now. For example, some of us, under the sound of my voice, you have medical giants. You're facing a medical condition that if God don't help you, you're in a world of trouble. I've been there. Ain't no shame in my game. There are some of us who are facing economic giant. You're listening to me, you're hearing me this morning, but the bills are due. And we're not talking about nickels and dimes. Now you're facing an economic giant in your life. Some of us, we have to face career giants. It's not enough for you to be a school teacher or a social worker or a lawyer, doctor, whatever you're doing. Every now and then, the devil will send a giant that will even threaten your license. Oh, I wish I can take you out and testify. In my own career, I've tried to help people give free. My wife is smiling because she knows what I'm talking about. And a little mistake, you see the giant in your wage trying to threaten your license. I told my wife, say, I know how to fight giants. I say, sit back and watch. And we prevailed. We are still here. So I am not just talking theories. You, as a child of God, you need to learn how to defeat your giants. Sometimes the giant may come in the form of relationship. You invest a lot of years building a relationship, and here comes the devil. So as I'm preparing our young people for their future, because giants will come, I know. I'm also trying to help all of you in this house, and those of you live streaming, you need to know how to defeat every giant in your life. Let me remind you again the nature of giants. They're big. They're scary. They're overwhelming. And the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4 through verse 10, when the Israelites were facing their own giants, their giant began to challenge them. That's what giants would do. The Bible says for 40 days, they have to listen and watch this monster trying to mess up your marriage, trying to mess up your children, trying to mess up your finances. How do you do it when the giants show up in front of your door? Now you see why we're talking about this topic. That giant in front of the Israelites was screaming at them every day. I remember facing some giant. I couldn't even sleep all night. Just toss and turning. What are you going to do when the giants of life show up? My brothers, my sisters, this is why we're talking today. The truth be told, for any child of God, before you enter your promised land, you will have to cross the Red Sea. You'll get that on your way home. Before you enter your promised land, you may have to fight some giants along the way. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm suggesting to you right now, as I'm speaking to you, there are three kinds of people in this house. There are some of you who have faced some giants. I'm in that category. I ain't scared no more. Now, there are some of you who are facing some giants right now as we speak. That's another category. And there are some of you who are going to face some giants. So whether you faced giants in the past, whether you're facing the giant right now, whether you are preparing to face giants, my job, my assignment today is to prepare you for it. The good news is that whatever you're facing, we serve a God who is a giant killer. I feel like shouting already. Amen. Amen, somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, please watch out. You cannot ignore these giants because they will challenge you. They will challenge your well-being. They will challenge your peace of mind. So you cannot ignore the giants of this life. Remember the people of Israel. God made them promise, I will bless you. I will make your name great. I will make you a great nation. God even said, I'll give you a piece of land. And now, Goliath is one person that stands between your past and your future. That's what's going on with the Israelites. God made them all those promises. They were not there yet. Giants always show up between your now and your future. Ladies and gentlemen, giants sometimes will stand between what you are reading in the Bible and your faith to possess it. Can you handle the truth? So while Israel is facing this Goliath, here comes a little teenager. Now you see why I'm helping young people to understand. A 16-year-old boy showed up. You know the rest of the story because I don't want to just spend time telling a story. I want to give you 7 nuggets of what you would need to defeat your giant when they show up. From the word of God, from personal experience, 7 nuggets. In my house, I was given a little book, and it allowed me to make a journal for my grandbaby so that when I'm dead and gone, he can open this envelope. I put there nuggets. Say, son, this is what you need to do to make it in life. Because I've been through it. He cannot open it until I'm gone. So by permission of the Holy Spirit, I want to give you some nuggets, especially my children up here, how to defeat the giants in your life. Some of you, if I ask you how did David defeat his own giant, you probably will say he used a sling and a stone. But that's a cheap understanding of the word of God. We must go deeper in our analysis. The first thing you need to ask yourself if you want to understand the Bible in this account, ask yourself, what is it that David have that allow him to triumph over the giant? And if you want to make it personal, ask yourself, what do I have? What do you have in your arsenal to face the giant, to defeat the enemy of your soul? These are things that help David to win. Number one, obedience. What did I call it? Obedience. Any child of God, young or old, that learns to live a life of obedience, you will win in life. If you follow the story, He was called. He was just a 16-year-old. His parents called him, "We want you to go on an errand for us." Many children will never make it in life because they are very disobedient. Not just children, you adults. The reason why you are struggling, hey, don't turn me off. The reason why you are struggling is because your life is full of disobedience. The word of God says in the book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, if you are willing and you are obedient, then you will eat the good of the land. All you need to do, I know you're willing, everybody wants to be blessed. I've never met anybody in my 30 years of pastorate that say, "Pastor, I just want to be a colossal failure in my life." Everybody wants to win. So we're willing. The only hold up is obedience. Let's learn from David. David was not nagging. Some of you children, parents will say, "Go wash the dishes." Well, I'm tired. Tired doing what? Amen. You ain't got no job. Don't push me now. Jesus. The word of God says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 20, "Children, obey your parents." That's right, Pastor. The Bible said this is the right thing. And the Lord loves it. It is pleasing to God. Many children are destined for failure because of disrespect and disobedience to their parents. My mama is dead and gone to be with the Lord. One of my greatest joys, knowing why she was alive, I took care of her. I took care of my parents. Honor your father and your mother, that it may be well. Oh, glory, I'm trying to help somebody. Number two, if you're going to defeat your giant, you will need the favor of God in your life. What did I call it? Why is that important? Did you know David did not go over there to fight? He didn't bring no weapon. He was there to deliver some hamburger. McDonald's. Oh, glory. But there is something about being at the right place at the right time for the right reason. That's what favor will do for you. While he was delivering food, he found himself at a place that will be forever, make him a great man. I wish I can testify. See, I'm pastor of your church today, not because I knew what I was doing. In fact, to be honest with you, I never heard about this church. To be honest with you, I don't even know where this church is located. To be honest with you, there was a woman, a member of this church called Georgia Humphrey. She and I would work for the state. She was a social worker. I'm a lawyer for the state, making sure the hospital and the doctors and social worker, they don't mess with the patient. That's my job. She came to me. She said, "I want you to come to our church and speak on a Black History Day event." Guess what I told her? No. I sure did. I didn't want to come here. because I got things to do. Then she kept bugging me. Naaman would never have been healed but for a little slave girl. Sometimes God will bring the favor of God to you in your stupidity. Being smart, Ali, God will look beyond your fault and see your need and still bless you anyhow. That woman literally dragged me to Zion Hill. And the day I was coming, I was driving around. I couldn't even find the church. Now I was really getting old. I'm mad. And then I came, there was just like probably 8 people in the house. And I'm thinking, what a waste of my time. But look what God has done. You need the favor of God on your life to defeat your giants. God is my witness. I allow some people, some white folks, yes, I said it. I allowed them to use this church. They were having an event. I don't even know what they're meeting for. I don't know their speaker. I don't know anything. I just let them use the building. And I came. That day, I was running a campaign to be a senator for the state. I was wearing a T-shirt, not a church dress, soaked and wet. And I make sure I was sitting at the last row there so nobody would see me. And the person that was preaching, total stranger to me, he said, I hear from the Lord. Who is the pastor of this church? And all these people, they're looking around. I say, no, you ain't looking at me. Not today. I'm wet. I'm not dressed. And I'm not going to make a fool out of myself. I did not raise my hand. Yes, I am stubborn. He said it again. He said, who is the pastor? And then they came, they dragged me. I said, Lord, not today. I thought they were going, you know, these are charismatic evangelicals. I thought they were going to lay hand on me. And I said, man, the Negro is stinking, man. I've been campaigning all day. I was processing this, and the man reached into his pocket and gave me his card. He said, the Lord told me to bless you. It turned out he was the main man for TBN London. Never met him in my life. I was just at the right place, at the right time. That's how I got in TBN. All of a sudden, I'm preaching to nations. Earlier when I mentioned how many followers I have on Facebook, some of you're looking at, oh, Lord, how could that be? I wish I can tell you more. Favor will chase you and make you stand out among your peers. You need favor of God to defeat your enemies. And when you have the favor of God, that's why the Bible says, if God be for you, who in the world can be against you? Number 3, what you need to survive your enemy, you need to conquer fear. Before you can conquer any Goliath, ladies and gentlemen, before you can go against Goliath, you got to fight some lions. Right. You got to fight some bears. Right. You got to have some preliminary bout before the main event. Right. The problem with many of us, you're trying to go into the main event. That's why David said, King, don't underestimate my ability. I have practiced on lion. I have practiced on beard. They tried to kill my animals. I ripped them apart. I got some experience. Those experiences what will help you to conquer your fear. Are you still here today? I say it again. Before you can kill the Goliath of your life, you got to learn to kill your fears. Remember the word of God, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God has not given you and me a spirit of fear. Am I still in the book? But what God has given you is power. What else? Love. What else? You better thank God you're clothed in your right mind. Another thing you will need to defeat your Goliath, you got to have the right mindset. You got to have a winning mindset. If you believe you're defeated, guess what? You just prophesy your own demise. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 says, as a man, as a woman, think it. Help your children shape their thinking. You'll be amazed how many young people, where adults too, thank you, Holy Spirit, have stinking thinking, negative mindset. You can't see yourself win. You can't see yourself as the head and not the tail. You can't see yourself rich. You can't see yourself healed. If you believe God will help you, God will. Brother Pastor, how should I be thinking? I'm glad you asked. It's quoted in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8. It said, think of something that is true. Think of something honorable. Whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, look for good report. If you're going to talk about anybody, talk about something good. Don't be a part of mess. Yes, I said it. Don't be a part of any mess. If they start gossip in your presence, raise your Baptist finger. Tell them I got to go pee. I'm not going to be a part of this. I'm pregnant with a miracle. Are you still here? The Bible says if there be any good report, if there be any praise, think of this thing. I was hanging out with a group of pastors. There was about 8 of us. And all of a sudden, they began to talk negatively. The Holy Spirit said, get up now. They thought something had happened to me. They thought I have an emergency. I heard God say, get up now and leave this place. I'm trying to use you, and you're going to be a part of this? What's your problem? You are too important to God. Don't be a part of any mess. Now let me share a few more things. I know my time is up. Now you need what we call a personal relationship with God. If you want God to help you, get to know him. Accept him as your Lord. Accept him as your Savior. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Are you still here? David had a personal relationship with God. Not because his mama told him. Not because he sings in the choir. Not because he heard daddy pray. You have to know God for your own sake. The Bible says there are 150 psalms in the Bible. Out of that 150, David alone row 75. While he's in the back of the wood, always talking to God, always singing to God. Children, if you're going to make it in this life, and I'm including you adults, you better have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. He will hear your faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. You begin to see a little wheel turning, a little fire burning. The Bible says, the songwriter sing it, a little talk with Jesus will make things all right. You cannot wait until there's an emergency. Learn to spend time with God. Talk to him in your house. Are you listening to me? Wake up in the morning, say, good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Talk to God in your shower. While you're cooking in the kitchen, talk to God. While you're on the highway, talk to God. Are you listening to me? While you're at your office, talk to God. On my job, I used to work on that job. They said, no, you can't talk God here. You know, I say, wrong answer. Hold my mule. I shouted. Why they're still looking? God don't make me, God made me. Amen. David said, I look to the hills. Guess where my help come from? My help don't come from no man. I got some New Testament Bible. I put it on my desk. I say, in your face, devil. Amen. And oh, it's the policy of the state. What state? The earth is the Lord. Oh, glory. They learn cool. They say, oh, Lord, we better just leave this one alone. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. If you are sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. If people are messing with you on your job, tell him what you want. I wish I have time to tell you what David did. They offer him a big armor. They say, son, if you want to do this, we got to dress you up. David said, no. He really tried. He tried to put it on. He said, no, this don't fit. This one has not been proved. It looked too heavy on me. Be careful who you listen to. Amen. David said, get me my sling. Get me some stone. You know why? It has been proven. I've used it many times. And I stop by to tell somebody, I've tried prayer. It works. I shout it on the mountaintop. I'm a witness today. Prayer changes things. Prayer will make your enemies leave you alone. Prayer will open doors that are closed. Am I telling the truth? Prayer will lift up every bowed head. Prayer will straighten every mess in your life. Prayer will put food. I wish I have a witness in there. Prayer will put food on your table. Prayer will pay your light bill. Prayer will pay your mortgage. You don't know how you're going to make it the next week. David said, I've got to use what I've been tried, what I've been proving, what I know works. I know prayer will do it. Prayer will help your body to be healed. Do I have a witness in the house? Amen. I wish I had more time. The Bible says he resort to his sling. And then you go 5 stone. I always wonder, why you have to get 5 stone? Later on, I found out Goliath had 4 more brothers. So David had 5 stone just in case any Negro start any mess in here, I got some stone. Ain't no shame in my game. I'll fight you in the name of Jesus. Let me get back in spirit. You know what I'm trying to tell you? There are some things that are too big for you to hit. But there is no enemy too big for God to miss. Are you listening to me? God will lead you and guide you. My message to you is that if you stay committed, if you have a personal relationship with God, no weapon, form or fashion against you, they won't prosper. That's why I say the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemy, oh Lord Jesus, when your enemies gather to mess with you, the Bible said they will stumble and they will fail. Even though our hoes and camp around you, God's got your back. Why? For in the time of trouble, in the time of trouble, he will hide you. God's got your back. God will put food on your table. I don't care what the government said. I said God will put food on your table. I've seen God make a way out of no way. I've been through recessions. I've been through meltdown. But God is still making a way. I heard the choir sing the other day. He keep on making a way. Over and over again. And then the choir director, he was pointing his finger like this. And then he talked to the soprano. Keep on! I said, man, somebody done find my page. Man, this thing get personal, you know. You all just think I come to church. You got to get to the point that you know that you know God will take care of you. Do I have a witness here? I say you got to know that you know that God will take care of you. Do I have a witness in the house? You got to know that you know when the going get tough and the tough get going, God's got your back. He will lead you. He will guide you. The psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down. Oh. In green pasture. He leads me beside still water. Who am I talking about this morning? The psalmist said, even when I messed up, even when I don't know what I'm doing, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I ain't scared. Tell your neighbor, I ain't scared. I ain't scared. God is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. He anointed my head. Put your hand on your head. He anointed your head with oil. He anointed my head with oil. Your cup running over. My cup running over. Somebody shall surely. Oh, glory. I didn't preach myself happy. Somebody shall surely goodness, mercy. What about them? What about them? I just want to know if you know your Bible. I want your children to know your Bible. I want these young people to know your Bible. Say it again. Surely, goodness, mercy. What about them? How long? I rest my case. Everybody stand up. I need somebody. Hold, find you a partner. Hold somebody saying, we're fixing to pray. Ooh, glory.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
We're going to give you an opportunity this morning. Because some of us been through it all week, right? And we fought our way here today. So we're going to praise the Lord a little while. Is that okay? Put your hands together for me. Yeah. I know you know it. Make
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we keep that praise going as we lift our hands and declare the greatness of our God? You are a great God. You're an omnipresent, awesome, omnipotent God. And we thank you this morning.
Said I'm gonna praise you.
I'm gonna praise.
Said I'm gonna praise you.
I'm gonna praise.
Oh, I lift my hands.
I lift my hands.
I gotta give you glory, God.
To give you glory.
I lift my hands.
I lift my hands.
I gotta give you praise.
To give you praise.
And I'll praise you, Lord.
I'll praise you, Lord.
I'll praise you, Lord.
I'll praise you, Lord.
Oh, I said I'm gonna praise. I said I'm gonna praise you.
I'm gonna
I lift my hand.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah. To give you glory, God.
To give you glory.
God, I lift up my hand.
I lift my hand.
I gotta give you praise.
To give you praise.
I'll praise you, God.
I'll praise you, Lord.
I'll praise you, Lord.
I'll praise you, Lord.
Said I'm gonna praise you.
I'm gonna praise.
I said I'm gonna praise. One more time, I lift my hand.
I lift my hand.
To give you glory,
to
God.
Give you glory.
I lift my hand, God.
I lift my hand.
I gotta give you praise.
I'll give you praise.
I'll praise you, Lord.
I'll praise you, Lord.
I'll praise you, Lord.
I'll praise you, Lord.
Yeah. I'll praise you, Lord.
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 Everybody, y'all singing, how great, say how great.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best.